All right, Vanessa, go ahead and tell me the story you see happening.
I see a boy walking to a grocery store, and he's happy, and
would you like me to go on?
Yes.
Okay.
Now he's in the store and he sees cookies, and beside him is a table with fruit on it, and there's another man standing in the room.
Okay.
Now he is taking one of the boxes of cookies from the store, and then all the boxes fall down. He runs away because he doesn't want to get in trouble because the store manager sees him.
And all right, Vanessa, go ahead and tell me your story here.
I see an elephant standing by a giraffe bouncing a ball by a swimming pool. Then the ball falls into the water. Then the giraffe hops in and tries to swim for it. Then the giraffe gives the elephant the ball. Then the giraffe gets out and the elephant's happy.
Yeah. All right, Vanessa, go ahead and tell me the story now.
The giraffe and elephant is standing by the pool, and there's a no running sign. Then the elephant starts to run, and goes faster and starts to slip. Then the elephant falls, and she hurt her knee, and then the giraffe comes running. Then the lifeguard comes, and the giraffe and elephant are sitting down. The lifeguard puts a bandage on the elephant's knee. Then the lifeguard pulls her up to a bench so she can rest. Then the lifeguard points to the no running sign, and the elephant looks kind of embarrassed.
And that's the end. All right, Vanessa, go ahead and tell me your story here.
The elephant is standing by the pool with her friend, the giraffe, and he's holding a toy airplane. Then the giraffe starts moving the airplane around, and the elephant looks surprised. Then the elephant grabs the airplane out of the giraffe's hands. Then she drops it in the water, and the giraffe looks kind of upset and surprised. Then it starts to sink, and the giraffe looks really upset, and the elephant would kind of be like embarrassed and kind of mad at herself. Then the lifeguard comes and he sees the airplane sinking. Then the elephant starts talking to the lifeguard. The lifeguard tries to reach it, but he can't. So then the giraffe starts crying because it was a toy of his and he really liked it. Then another elephant comes by with a net that has a long pole attached to it. Then she tries to scoop the airplane up in it. She gets the airplane out of the water and the giraffe looks very happy. Now he is holding his airplane and he looks very happy.
All right, Vanessa, go ahead and tell me the story.
Okay, there's a dog sitting in the sandbox that's built a sandcastle, and then a rabbit comes. Then the rabbit starts building his own sandcastle as the dog works on hers. Then the rabbit takes a bucket of sand and pours it over the dog's castle. Now the castle is ruined and they both look upset. The dog is crying because it's ruined and the rabbit looks like she didn't mean to do it on purpose, but she's kind of embarrassed and sad.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead and tell me your story.
There's a rabbit and a dog looking for a picnic site, and they have picnic baskets in their hand. Then they sit down, and the rabbit is eating all this stuff and has all this stuff, and the dog just got out of the sandwich. Now the rabbit is finished eating and looks very stuffed, and the dog just starts eating. The rabbit isn't feeling too well now and doesn't look too good. Then a nurse comes along and the dog tells her that his friend needs help. And then she starts pulling the nurse over to their picnic basket lunch place. Then the nurse starts taking his temperature as he lies down. Now the rabbit's better and they're going back home.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
There's a dog pulling a wagon with a balloon tied onto it and a rabbit's coming. He looks at the balloon and the dog looks curious. Then the rabbit starts untying the balloon from the wagon. Then the balloon floats away as they try to reach it. Now the dog's very mad at the rabbit. Then the rabbit sees a man selling more balloons. Then the rabbit wants to buy one from him. and then he sees that there are 5 cents and the rabbit doesn't have any money. So they can't buy any balloons and they both look sad. Then the rabbit goes to see the nurse and the dog stands by the man selling balloons. The rabbit points to the man selling balloons and tells the nurse that they don't have any money and they can't buy one. And then the nurse pays for the balloons and she bought one for both of them. Now they both have their own balloons and they're happy.